Starting on the top of Yudzayin Amud Aleph by the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing the position Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. It's something we actually discussed back on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, which is Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda says that Asa Shogeg Kemezid Bitmura, that the Torah says that Shogeg has the same din as Mezid Bitmura, and the Gemara asks, my time with Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda's position? Again, Amar Kura, Hu Tmurato Iye Kodesh, that Iye was extraneous. And we learn from that, the Rabot, Shogeg Kemezid. That's the inclusion of Shogeg Kemezid. Now the Gemara asks the most fundamental question, which is, Hechi Dami Shogeg Kemezid. What exactly is the scenario here that we're speaking about with regards to Shogeg Kemezid? And this leads to a major machloket amongst the Rishonim as to how to deal with the subsequent Gemara. Amar Chizkiya, Kasavar Shu Mutar Lahamir. Person thinks that Tmura is totally Mutar, which is the equivalent of Omer Mutar, when he thinks some halacha doesn't exist, or he thinks that it's mutar to do whatever it is that he's doing. So Gabe Tmura, in such a situation with regards to Tmura, lucky you would get Malkot. Gabe Kodoshim, on the other hand, if you're being Maktishit from the outset, that's Hekdesh Ta'ot, low lucky, and there is no Malkot. Scenario here is, by the case of Tmura, he thinks it's mutar to be Lahamir, you are able to do Tmura, and therefore he goes ahead and does Tmura. By the case of Kodoshim, it has to be a situation where he's doing something wrong. Just to be Magdish an animal, that's not doing anything wrong. So to say that he's not going to get Malkot, that's really not a Chidush. So it has to be a situation in which whatever he's doing is problematic. Thought it was Mutar to try to be Magdish a Balmum, and there he doesn't get Malkot. So the first version we have here is that the difference between Tmura and Kodoshim is whether you get Malkot or you don't get Malkot. Lishna achrina gabe tmura kadish. By tmura, you're successful at doing this, and it's hu tmurato ye kodesh. Gabe kodoshim lo kadish. Whereas by kodoshim, it's hektesh ta'ot, and you're unsuccessful at devolving the hektesh upon the animal that you're saying that you could be makdish such an animal. And the way that the Shita Mekubetzet brings it, Bilashona Balei HaTosafot, brought in the Dod Gimel, the Shita Mekubetzet in the Hashmatot, had it been that he'd known that you're not allowed to be Magdish about Mum, there's no greater charata than this. Neder upitcho imo. It's equivalent to having a nether with the petach built into the nether. I mean, that which would undermine the nether is right there. Had he known the information, he would never have taken the nether. He would never have been Magdish, this animal. And that's enough to create a hekdesh ta'ot by which the nether hekdesh is not effective in this case at all. In terms of the nafkaminot between these two lishonot, the Balei HaTosafot speak about the nafkamina between these two lishonot, and it has major ramifications, which is a machloket that we discussed in the way at the beginning of the Masechta between the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rosh Mishantz. The Rabbeinu Baruch says over here, Ulefi girsa rishonah. The first girsa, which is the girsa that we have here, that's lucky and low lucky. So then we think that you get malkot for shogeg, which is an unbelievable thing. We find nowhere else in the Torah where you get malkot for doing something bishogeg. Yet over here you're going to get malkot for doing it bishogeg. And it's most obviously a gzera takatuv. That's it. The Torah prescribes in this situation that you're going to get malkot, despite the fact that shogeg in general doesn't get malkot. And that's exactly what the Gemara is laying out here. This possibility that you're going to get Malkot. And that's the view of the Rabbeinu Baruch. The Rosh Mishantz says, can't be that that's the case. Can you really get Malkot by Shogeg of Tmura? Their Machloket really comes down to, or really is being described by the difference between the two Lishonot over here. Which is the first Lishon says that there's Malkot by the case of Tmura. By the case of Ekdesh, there's no Malkot. Now, the first case also thinks, it may be that you don't get Malkot, even though you're successful at creating the Ekdesh. In the second scenario, they say that it is Kodesh by Tmura. By Kodeshim, it's not Ekdesh. That means that they think there's no Malkot over here. So then, the Nafkamina between them, obviously, is Malkot. Whether you can get Malkot, Bishogeg, that's a key difference between them. But there's also a secondary difference between them, which is that by the Lishna Kama, you don't get Malkot because you are Makdish Bishkaga. But nevertheless, the Hekdesh takes effect. And it's not called Hekdesh B'taot because you did the Hekdesh B'dach Lema. You just thought it was Mutar to be Makdish Balmo. According to the Lishna Batru, according to the latter Milashon then if you try to do it on a Baal Mum, you're unsuccessful. So actually two nafkaminot between the Lishonot, and again, it has ramifications to Halacha, which is the first Lashon says, if you do this by Tmura, you're going to get Malkot, even Bishogeg, which is an amazing Chiddush, and that's what the Rebbeinu Baruch says, is definitely what is meant over here. And that's definitely the rule with regards to Shogeg. It's a Gzerat HaKatuv. The Rosh Mishantz says, can't be that's the case, and that's what the Lishna Batra, which is that you can't speak about being successful being Makdish something, unsuccessful being Makdish something, but as far as Malkot are concerned, they're not even on the table with regards to Shogeg. According to the first Lashon, you get Malkot if you do it by Tmura. You don't get Malkot if you do it by Hekdesh, but in both scenarios, you are successful and the Hekdesh takes effect. By the Tmura, both of them will be Kodesh. And by the case of Hekdesh, this Baal Mum will have Hekdesh associated with it because you did it with that Shlema. On the other hand, according to the second Lashon, by Tmura, you'll be successful at creating Hekdesh. There's going to be no Malkot because it's Bishogeg, but in the case of Hekdesh, it won't work because it's considered or classified as Hekdesh Ta'ot and won't take effect at all. The Raivud is another middle position here between the Rosh Mishantz and the Rebbeinu Baruch, where he says that the Malkot of here are not Malkot for doing the Tmura, but the Malkot are for the resultant Hekdesh that takes effect, which is that you are successful at generating Hekdesh, that if you work with it, or you do something that is incorrect with it, you misappropriate it, you're going to get Malkot for doing such a thing. So that's the view of the Raivid as to what the Malkot are doing over here. So it's a somewhat of a middle view with regards to this matter, because you have Malkot, but the Malkot are not for the Tmura itself, but a result of the Tmura. That's how he deals with the Malkot situation. But this is a major Machloket, and we'll see in a second that there's a secondary issue as regards to how deep this Machloket goes. So now we had the first suggestion as to what Shogeg Kemezid is Chizkiah, that he says that it's Omer Mutar. He thinks it's Mutar to be Meimir, and he also thinks it's Mutar to be Magdish Baal Mum. Rish Lakish v'Rabbi Yochanan Amrei, though the Shita Mekubetza changes it to just Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kesavur lomar tmurat olah, v'amar tmurat shlamim. He wanted to say tmurat olah, and in the end he said tmurat shlamim. Gabi tmurat shlamim, kaddish. If it was by a tmurav shlamim, then he's successful creating the kedusha. Gabi kodashim, lo kaddish. And by kodashim, he's unsuccessful, because again, it's a hekdesh ta'ut. By tmurah, it doesn't matter that you're doing it as a tmurat shlamim or a tmurat olah. In either case, you are successful at creating the tmura. Now, that is more evidence of the fact that the issue by tmura is not the fact that you are actually being magdish the other animal, but it basically is that you are facilitating the ability of the gzeirat haketuv to take effect. And so, if it was a form of hekdesh, then you would not be able to, in this scenario, create the tmura. Because in this scenario, you're saying, I want to do it as a tmurat shlamim, and it turns out it's a tmurat olah, or you said tmurat olah. So by regular hekdesh, you're not successful at doing anything, because it was hekdesh ta'ot. In that scenario, it's null and void. Whereas by the tmura, we say you're successful. What that shows is that tmura is not functioning like a derivative form of hekdesh, that you're taking the hekdesh here and transferring it onto the other animal. What it's saying is that migzeret hakatuv, you are taking this animal, trying to work it onto the other animal, the Torah then takes over at that point and says it's going to be hekdesh. And that makes it irrelevant as to what you say, meaning in terms of whether it was tmurat shlamim or you meant tmurat olah or vice versa, that doesn't matter. It's just the mere attempt to do it allows the Torah's prescription of who tmurat olah yekodesh to take effect, even though you did not intend for this particular type of hekdesh, because you thought you were swapping out a shlamim or you were swapping out an olah, despite that fact that you mixed them up or you confused yourself with regards to that, it still takes effect. Lishna Achrina, the other possibility is Kasuvur Lomar Shachor Vamar Lavan. It's a scenario in which he thought to say Shachor and instead he said Lavan. Gabe Tmura Loki. By Tmura you'll get Malkot. Gabe Godoshim Lo Loki, you won't get Malkot. So here, again, it seems to be the two Lishonot are similar to what we saw before, the same Machloka that we saw between the Rebbeinu Baruch and the Rosh Mishantz, as to whether you can get Malkot for a problem Bishogeg. And that is, in the first Lashon, again, it focuses on Kaddish and Lo Kaddish, whereas in the second version over here, it focuses on Lucky and Lo Lucky. Though the Griz does point out that in the Shita Mekubetzot Hey, he actually combines the two cases, and says that the scenario with regards to Tmura is a case of Tmurat Olah and Tmurat Shlamim, But with regards to Hekdesh, the scenario is Shakur and Navan. And he points out the reason that you would say such a thing is because by the case of Hekdesh, if you make a mistake between an Olah and a Shlamim, when he says, I want to be Makdish and Olah instead of a Shlamim or Shlamim and Olah, he basically said nothing. It's not even Hekdesh Ta'ut. It's Ein Pivli Bo Shavim. It's as if he made a statement that is meaningless. On the other hand, by the case of Shakur V'Lavan, in that situation where he wants to be Makdishit, he's just getting the wrong item, that's a classic case of Hekdesh Ta'ut. And then in this case, that would mean that when we say Ein Lokin, it would not only be Ein Lokin, but Ein Kadosh, because it's a Hekdesh Ta'ut in this case. But we have to come up with a scenario where the Hekdesh Ta'ut is even meaningful. By Tmurah, when he says Tmurah Tolah or Tmurah Shalamim, that he wants to do this action of transferring the Kedusha from one animal to the other. It's just a question of which animal is the source of the Hekdesh over here. So in either case, he is trying to create Tmurah, just a question of what is the source, because the Hekdesh already exists, and he's trying to transfer it over. When he says Harizu Tachadzu, then it works in terms of the Tmurah, because we say that by Tmurah, Shogeg is effective, and therefore they would be successful if you believe that Shogeg is Kemezit. Yochanan Amar, and given the Shita Mekubetzit's Girsa before, that was a Yochanan Shita over here, he says the Girsa should be Reish Lakish. Ba'omer Tetze Zu, V'tikanes Zo. That's a scenario in which he says, this one will leave, and Tikanezu. And then this one will take over. He thinks he's redeeming the animal. He has a tamim. And he thinks that he can transfer this kedusha onto the other animal. Similar to the way that you do pidyon, that you redeem the animal, so too he thinks you can do this with a tamim. So there, what he tries to do. He tries to transfer the kedusha from this item onto another item, meaning from this behemah, kodesh, tamim, tries to move it over to another animal that's called in, and he thinks that's going to work. Unfortunately, it doesn't work because that's a case of Tmurah, and therefore now he's stuck with both animals that are Kodesh. Had he known that this wouldn't work, he wouldn't have done it, but nevertheless, because of Tmurah, the Gzirat HaKatuv is, it works, despite the fact that he would have won it otherwise. And even though earlier in the Masechta we said that Zo Mecholelet al Zo is not Tmurah, that's because over there he used the Lashon of Pidyon. And that's why it's not a form of Tmurah. Whereas over here, he says, Tetze Zu, this Kedusha should leave this animal, which he doesn't have the capacity to do because the animal doesn't have a mum in it. And then when he adds on to that, Tikane Zo, he's basically creating Tmurah because he was unsuccessful at the Tetze Zu, the Tikane Zu, that makes it that it is Tmurah. But in the case of Zu Mechalat Zu, then there's no Tmurah there at all because he's trying to create Pidyon in the entire statement. There's never any part of the statement that creates the Tmurah there. Kabei Kodoshim, Shonolad Behem Mum, Nechalim, Below Pidyon, and therefore, Lo Laki, Kabei Tmurah, Laki. By Kodoshim, a similar scenario is a case where you have Kodoshim to get a Mum in them, and normally when you get a Mum in it, you have to redeem it in order to eat it. He thinks that, oh, once it's a Mum in it, you can do whatever you want with it, and you can't eat it without Pidyon. So in that case, by Kodoshim, you're not going to get Malkot, because he made an honest mistake. And had he known that the information that you can't eat it when it has a mum in it, and you need to redeem it first, he would have redeemed it first. And Malkot for Me'ilah, only in cases of Mezid, by Shogeg, that's not the case. So that's your classic case of Shogeg, you're not going to get Malkot for it. By Tmurah, you are going to get Malkot for it, because by Tmurah, the Torah tells you, despite the fact that you're a Shogeg, despite the fact that you thought you were doing something that was pidyon or redemption, nevertheless, when you do Tmurah, even Bishogeg, you're Chayav Malkot. So in both of these scenarios, the individual thinks that they're accomplishing something that they can't do. Now, in this scenario, as Tosafot points out, there's no Lishna Achrina that says Kaddish and no Kaddish, because the scenario is a case where it's Kodoshim that have a mum in it. So it's Kidsha V'Kaima. It's already Kadosh. You can't say Lo Kaddish over here. And that's why there's only one option over here of lucky and no lucky and no lishna achrino. Rav Sheshet Amar, Beomer, Ekanes Tabayit Zeh, Vakdish V'amir Midati. Says, when I enter in this house, I'm going to do some Hekdesh, I'm going to do some Tmurah, and he's fully aware of what he's doing, fully aware of what he intends to do. V'nichdas, he goes into the house, V'hemir V'ikdish, it should be Ikdish V'hemir, he does the Hekdesh, he does the Amara, Shalom Midato. Without thinking about it. Rashi calls him a Baal Machshavot, who, the guy that is full of thoughts, he is distracted, He has other things on his mind. So he had a clear thought process before he entered the house. Then he enters into the house and he does what he thought, but when he does what he thought, he doesn't have his mind with him. He's not thinking about it. He doesn't really understand or he's not conscious of what he's doing because he's distracted by other items or other thoughts. So go by tumura lucky. By tumura, that's successful and you get makot. Gabay kodoshim, if inside the house there is a balmum, then the hektesh devolves upon this balmum and you're being makdisha balmum, which is problematic, which is an isur. Nevertheless, lo lucky, by kodoshim, it will not be successful and definitely you will not get makot. The question of whether you are successful at creating the hektesh anyway, that's Rashi's view of it. Tosafot says he doesn't understand. Bekasha, lam lo lomar rekanes labayit. What in Rashi's scenario has to do with entering into the house? According to Rashi, what does entering the house have to do with anything about the case? It's just a case where he had a clear thought, and then when he acted on those thoughts, he wasn't of clear mind, and he wasn't of just clear conscience at that time, and therefore he was distracted. So you could have created the scenario without having a house be a pivotal point here. Therefore, the Tosafot think that the house is a pivotal issue with regards to this case, and that is he conditions his statements on entering into the house. He says, when I enter into the house, this will become Hekdesh, this will turn into Tumura, all of these things will happen upon my entering into the house. And that's what he has in mind. He makes a clear statement like that. And then he goes in. He enters in the house, he doesn't say a word, he doesn't think about anything, or remind himself, or think about what he had said previously. And then we say that the Tumura and the Hekdesh take effect, Shalomidat, they work. They take effect because he put the condition in place beforehand and his trigger went about. So even though he doesn't have any consciousness when it happens, nevertheless, the fact that he put it into motion beforehand when he understood what he was doing, it will take effect. And that means that there will be Tumura, there will be Hekdesh. The difference is that the Tumura will result in Malkot, because even Bishogeg, you get Malkot, or even when you don't have Dat, you're going to get Malkot for Tumura. By the Hekdesh, that will not be the case, because by the Hekdesh, even though you're successful, it was done unintentionally, or more than unintentionally, it was done in a manner which you didn't have dot when you were engaged in Hekdesh. It will take effect, but you're not going to get Malkot, because you need Mezid Batra at the time of the Hakdasha, meaning that you need real dot and understanding and awareness in order to get Malkot, and that you don't have here. Now, there is a major machloket here in the Rishonim as to how we view the different views of the Amoraim over here. The Shita Mikubet said in the Ashmatot, in Od Yud Bet, says it's very hard to define the differentiation in all of these cases. Vamarli Rabbi, the local king, they're all coming up with different positions, but they're not arguing on each other. They're just giving different examples of what's classified as a Shogeg over here. They all think that every one of the others is also a case of Shogeg Kemezid, and that there's no real Machloket over here, which means that in all these scenarios, you will get Malkot for Tumura if you think there is Malkot, or if you think that at least it takes effect, then it will take effect in all of these scenarios. On the other hand, the Rambam seems to paskin like a portion of these Amoraim, and not like all of them, and the Lechem Mishneh makes it clear that he thinks that the Rambam is premising that on the fact that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan have a position here that seemingly disagrees with the other Amoraim, and therefore, he paskins their position as opposed to the other Amoraim here. He thinks that they think that that's the only case or scenario where you would be get Malkot for Shogeg. But in the other scenarios, like Omer Mutar, and the other scenarios brought here at the end by Rav Sheshet and Rav Yochanan, you would not get Malkot in those cases because they are arguing. But the halacha is like Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in that one scenario. And therefore, the Rambam comes up with a position that sees some of these getting Malkot, and not all of them getting Malkot, because he doesn't think that all the Amoraim agree with each other in this scenario. Truth is that if you look in the Shita Mikubet, it Obet and the Ashmatot, it brings down numerous Girsaot to this Gemara, again, which might have Nafkamino, depending on whether you think that there is a differentiation between the Amoraim here, or whether we paskin like all of the statements or all the Shitot over here. So now we're going back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Akilayim Shreifa, the last line of the Mishnah. Again, something we saw back on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that Akilayim Shreifa Yotzei Dofen Tugma Androginus, Lo Kedoshim Velo Maktishim. They don't become Kadosh, and they can't convey Kedusha. And we had Shmuel qualify that back on Daf Yud Aleph. Amar Shmuel, Lo Kedoshim Bit Tmura. They can't accept Kedusha through Tmura. Velo Maktishim Lasot Tmura. And they can't convey kedusha through tmura if you try to exchange them onto something else. Now, Tanya, the obvious question, which is going to be answered by Rabbi Meir now, is if they can't become kadosh, then how could they convey kedusha? Because they're never kadosh. So I'm Rabbi Meir. The gears of the Shita Mekubetzet over here is Tanya Amar Rabbi instead of Rabbi Meir. Umachar Shein Kedushim Meheichan Maktishin. If they can never become kadosh, then how can they convey kedusha? Ella Iata Motzei Ella B'Makdish Beima V'Achar Kach Nitrefa. It's got to be a case where you makdish the animal when it was a tamim, and then it became a trefa after the fact. B'Makdish Vlad, you were makdish the fetus in utero. And then it was born, not through the birth canal, but through a cesarean section. We learned before, this was a, to Rabbi Yochanan Shita versus Bar Poda, that you can't be makdish an animal in utero, because that's the scenario that the Gemara is describing over here, that you're makdish in utero, and then it goes out derech dofen. So, in those two scenarios, the kedusha devolved upon the animal when it was still a tamim, when it was still a totally fine korban, and then the psul arose after the fact. So in those scenarios, the kedusha is already on the animal, and it doesn't all of a sudden go away just because it's been disqualified from the mizbeach. And therefore, that's the scenario in which Rabbi Elazar says you can't create tmura from these items. The psul is so deep and so problematic with regards to these items that it not only disqualifies them from the mizbeach, but also takes them out of the possibility of passing that kedusha to any other item. Aval, bikilayim, betumtum androginus, those scenarios, iatamotse, elabavlade, kodoshim, the only way to come up with scenarios like that is if they are born with those problems, because then their mother, who was kadosh already, her kadusha, because the fetus is yerech imo, is extended to whatever she gives birth to, whatever is conceived inside of her. So therefore, either the kadusha preceded or was simultaneous with the problem of kilayim tumtum and androgynous. And if that's the case, then the kedusha could devolve upon them, and then these items could still be associated with an animal that is kadosh. But it has to be a libid Rabbi Yehuda, damar vlado set mura. It has to be according to Rabbi Yehuda, who at the end of the previous perek said that an offspring of an animal can create mura. Even though the offspring is a derivative kedusha, nevertheless, iye kodesh, he learns Iyeh to teach you that the Vlad can be Kadosh, unlike the Chachamim, who disagree with him and say that a Vlad cannot create Murah because it's a derivative Kedusha, and they use Iyeh, the Rabot Shogei Kemezit, like we saw before with Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda. But he thinks that a Vlad does have the possibility of conveying Murah, and that these are Vladei Kodoshim, because we said that's the only way to manifest the case of Kilayim Tumtum and Androgynous. So if that's the only case, then once they're born, they have to have the possibility of conveying tmura, because if they don't have the possibility of conveying tmura, then what's Rabbi Elazar telling us? That they can't convey tmura. There has to be a possibility of them becoming kadosh, and this is that possibility. But also has to be a possibility of them creating tmura, and that's only according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that a Vlad is also a tmura. Now, even though the truth is that you could do the same thing with regards to Yotzei Dofen, and the case of Anitrafa, that could also be a case of by Vladei Kodashim, nevertheless, the Gemara opts for different answers, either because they want to make a divrei hakol, and not just according to Rabbi Yehuda with regards to those two items, or because, as the Shita Mekubetzet over here says, that that's a dochak way to come up with the solution, which is the Vladei Kodoshim. Therefore, the Gemara is looking for better answers. And therefore, by Treifan or Yotzei Dofen, where they have a better answer, then they would rather go with that than push to put it in Vladei Kodashim, which is a much more difficult answer. Now, as far as their ability to convey Kedusha, remember we said earlier that something that's a mumi karo, something that has a mum already, and then you're makdishit, then it can't create tmura. Because that's only Kedusha damim, it's not Kedusha taguf, and it can't convey it. These animals over here don't have what's called rami karo, because in all these cases, the Kedusha preceded the problem. Whether it's the Kedusha preceded the treifa, Kedusha preceded the yotzei dofen. All of those things, the Kedusha was there first, and that's why there's Kedusha Taguf on them. But despite the fact that there's Kedusha Taguf on them, they're unable to create Tmura. Alright, so now, what we have here is a scenario in which Rabbi Elazar says, these animals cannot accept Kedusha. That means that if you have an animal that's Kadosh, and try to transfer the Kedusha onto them, it will not be successful. The Tmura will not be successful. We'll have to discuss why that is. Why is that different than putting it onto a Baal Mum? Rabbi Elazar's second statement was, they can't convey Kedusha, they can't move their Kedusha into another animal through Tumura. So that means that they have to have a way or a manifestation in which they get Kedusha. And now we just explained that there are scenarios where they can have Kedusha by the case of the Nitrifa and Yotzei Dolphins where they were Kadosh beforehand, and then the problem happened afterwards. In the case of Kilayim, Tumtum, and Androgynos, it's a case where they were Vladei Kodoshim, and therefore the problem either happened simultaneously with the Kedusha, or the Kedusha preceded it because the fetus is Yarchimo, and from the moment of conception, it's already Kadosh before these issues are there to disqualify it. Those scenarios, they will have Kedushat HaGuf. Once they have Kedushat HaGuf, that's where Rabbi Elazar comes along to say, you can't convey that Kedushat forward. My time in the Rabbi Elazar, what's the reason Rabbi Elazar says by these five items that they both can't convey Kedushat when they are Kedushim, and they can't receive it when Tmura tries to convey Kedushat to them? It's just like a Be'imat Me'a non-kosher animal. Ma be'imat me'a lo karva. One of the things we know about a non-kosher animal is it's not going on the mizbeach. The lo nachta le kedushat haguf. And in addition to that, it can never attain the level of kedushat haguf. If you're makdish a be'imat me'a, the Torah tells us you have to redeem it. You take the money off. It's the equivalent of being makdish etzimen of avanim. It's the equivalent of just putting something that is a barter instrument or a money-like instrument, and you're just donating that to the mikdash, and then somebody's going to pay money to monetize it. And that's what its value is to the Mikdash. That's Kedushat Tamim, never has Kedushat Aguf. So he's saying, it's the same thing. Me'matzinu, by Behemat Me'a, doesn't go on the Mizbeach, doesn't have Kedushat Aguf. Avanach, these two, Lo Karve, they don't go on the Mizbeach, Lo Nakta Lo Kedushat Aguf. And they also don't get this inherent Kedushat, they only get Kedushat Tamim. Amalei Rav Papa, the Rav, Bari Balmum. What are you talking about? We have a classic example by Tmura of Balmum, the Lo Karif. You can't put it on the Mizbeach. The Nachta Lake Dushat Aguf. Yet if you do Tmura, that's Tov Bira Rabbi Tov. That's the whole case by a Baal Mum. First of all, if it's a Baal Mum, where the Kedushah preceded the Mum, then that animal can convey Kedushah through Tmura. And a Behemat Chulin that has a Mum in it can receive Kedushah from another animal. So it can convey Kedushah through Tmura and be received of Kedushah through Tmura by a Baal Mum. So why should these be any different than a Baal Mum? So how can you claim to me that just because it doesn't go on the Mizbeach means that it doesn't attain Kedushat Aguf? That's just not true. Amalei, Balmum, Karev, Bimino. It's different. Balmum, there are other animals in its category that end up on the Mizbeach. Whereas here, by these five items, none of them have animals in their grouping that end up on the Mizbeach. Iochi Trefanami, Kakarva, Bimina. Wait a minute, by a trefa, we find other animals that go on that aren't trefot, and it's the same genre, same category, so that's a problem. Elama rova ki be'imat me'a, ma be'imat me'a, psul aguf, just like be'imat me'a is an inherent psul in the animal. The animal itself is problematic inherently, av kol psul aguf. So too, anything that is an inherent psul will be disqualified from the mizbeach and not have kedushat aguf. Lafuke Balmum, the psul de chisaroninu. That's a psul of missing something, but it's not an inherent psul. The animal itself is ra'oi le mizbeach. The problem is it's missing a limb. It's missing something from the animal. That missing item is what causes the problem. So it's a somewhat of a side issue. It's not an inherent problem with the animal. Whereas things like being a non-kosher animal or being a tumtum and androgynous are things that are inherent to the animal whereby it disqualifies it completely from the Mizbeach, to the point where it can't attain Kedushat Aguf. Balmum, which has this side issue that's missing something, that already can now have Kedushat Aguf, even though it can't go on the Mizbeach. Amalei Ravada, the Rava, Valo Sarua Vekalut Ktiv Parsha, Rahani Psula Guf Ninu. Wait a minute, in the examples of Mumim in the Parsha, you have Sarua, which are asymmetrical limbs, and you have Kalut, which is a rounded hoof, not a split hoof. Animals like that are considered to be Bali Mumim, and they're not chaserim, they're inherently problematic. The problem there is something that's built into the animal. It's not just they're missing something, it's a psula guf. And yet, over there, they're considered to be bali mumim, and they still have kedushat aguf. If you do tmura onto an animal like that, it will be successful. Ela amar rova ki be'imat me'a. Let's try this again. It's like a non-kosher animal. Ma be'imat me'a deleka bimina, afko deleka bimina. Just like a Be'imat Me'a, has nothing in its category that ends up on the Mizbech. No non-kosher animals. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it has or doesn't have. It's not going on the Mizbech. Av kol deleka b'mina. Oh, so too, anything that doesn't have other items in its meat that end up on the Mizbech. Bafuke ba'mum daha ika b'mina. That's to exclude ba'mum, which does have other animals that just don't have a mum in it. They do end up on the Mizbech. Mayamart treifa. What about treifa? Ika b'mina, it has something in its min that ends up on the Mizbech. We just said before, treifa also is just a side problem with regards to the animal. That means other animals that are not treifa do go on the Mizbech. It says, lo damio lo balmum. That's not similar to a balmum. Behema tmeya asura b'achila, betreifa asura b'achila. The problem of behema tmeya is so powerful, so inherent to the animal, that you can't even eat the animal. It's a non-kosher animal. Treifa asura b'achila. So too, a treifa, the problem is so inherent to the animal that it makes it not only it can't go to Mizbech, it also can't be eaten. Bafuke balmum, the mutar b'achila. As opposed to a balmum, which is a problem that disqualifies it from Mizbech, but does not something that makes it asur b'achila. So now, the final solution to the problem is that if you have other items in your category that end up in the Mizbech, then that disqualification is exactly that. It's a disqualification from the Mizbech. But you as an animal are still an animal that is, quote-unquote, ra'ur the Mizbeach or ra'ur the Kedushat HaGuf. So by a Baal Mum, where other animals that don't have no mum go on the Mizbeach, so then the Baal Mum itself also can attain Kedushat HaGuf. That's why they can have Tmurah that works from a animal that's Kodesh onto a Chulin animal with a mum in it, that will devolve upon it, that will be Kedushat HaGuf. But when it comes to these animals, these five in these categories, they don't have other items in their min that are also going on the Mizbeach. Mar says, what about treifa? Treifa, again, it's just a side problem. Other animals that don't have a treifa, they end up in the Mizbeach. Mar says, no, treifa is different because treifa is very similar to Behema Tmeya, which is that the problem is such a deep problem or such a chamur problem that not only is it disqualified from Mizbeach, it's also disqualified from being eaten. That already shows you that it's really outside the realm of those animals that end up in the Mizbeach. Something that has the same min ends up on the Mizbeach. The question you have is by Yotzei Dofen, by Kilayim, by Tumtum and Androgynous, why aren't those considered to be animals that have Biminan, that they also have things that go on the Mizbeach? So with regards to Kilayim, Tumtum and Androgynous, the Rishonim here, you can see the Shittim and Kubetzet and Rashi as well, describe it as that they are Mishuneh. They are so distinct and different that people don't consider them to be the same category, the same min, as a regular animal. They really are out of the ordinary, extraordinary, and therefore we don't see another animal being in their same classification. Yotzei Dofen is the hardest one, because a Yotzei Dofen is something that has really nothing wrong with it or nothing different about it, except the fact that the way it was born. So it was born as a C-section, so through the birth canal. We know the Torah says it's disqualified from the Mizbeach. Why should I make it a Psul HaGuf? So Rashi says over here, Rashi, this item is different because it's Tmiha. It's a Davar Tamua. It's an unusual event. Since it's an unusual event, people categorize it as a distinct animal. Even though there's nothing physically distinct about it, nothing that you could see that would make it distinct, but since it's such an unusual event, people categorize it in being a totally different animal or outside the realm of the same min. That's how we come up with this distinction that Tmurah can devolve upon Baal Mum, but cannot devolve upon these five animals, because a Baal Mum has other animals in its category that end up in the Mizbeach, therefore it can attain Kedushat HaGuf, and that's why the Tmurah devolves upon the Baal Mum. Whereas these five animals don't have other animals in its min, whether that's because they are so distinct, whether because they're a Milta de Tmiya, they're something that is extraordinary, both from the physical sense or from the event that took place with them, they're extraordinary, or because their soul is so deep that it not only disqualifies them from the Mizbeach, makes them Asur Ba'achila. So all of those items then would not allow them to have the Kedushat HaGuf devolve upon them. And that's why Tmurah is unsuccessful at bringing the Kedushah onto these animals. So since they are lacking so much in their Kedushat HaGuf, or their ability to attain Kedushat HaGuf, therefore if they are Kedushim, they cannot convey that Kedushah through Tmurah. And if they are Chulin, they can't receive the Kedushah through Tmurah, because of this deficit in them that doesn't allow them to attain that level of Kedushat HaGuf that can be attained by a Balat Mum, which has other animals, Bimino, that end up on the Mizbeach. Alright, so now the Gemara goes on to a different issue, which is, what happens if you're Makdish a Treifa? So here we just dealt with this issue of Tmurah. Something that was Hekesh and Mekame Trefa cannot convey that Kedusha in Tmurah, and also cannot receive Kedusha through Tmurah. What happens if a person's Makdish a Trefa? What is the din with regards to that? Now if you're Makdish a Balmum, we know that it has Kedusha Tamim and it never attains Kedusha Taguf. What is the story when you're Makdish a Trefa? Amar Shmuel, Makdish a Trefa, Tzricha Mum Kavua Liftot Alav. If you are Makdish a Trefa, that's not enough of a problem to allow you to redeem the animal. It disqualifies it from the Mizbeach, but you can't redeem the animal until it gets a Mum Kavua beyond that which is the problem of Trefa. Shmamina. From there you would conclude, Podim et ha-kodashim la-chilam de-klavim, that you can redeem kodashim in order to feed them to the dogs. Because the only thing you can do with this animal is a Trefa. And he's saying you have to wait for a Mum to redeem them, which means that once it gets a Mum, you can redeem it. But once you redeem it, what are you going to do with this animal? It's a trefa. You can't eat it. So the only thing you're going to do with it is feed it to the dogs. So now it sounds like you can redeem kodashim to feed them to dogs. And we know that in general we believe that ain podim kodashim lachilam klavim. We don't redeem kodashim in order just to feed them to the dogs. That's not a reason to redeem kodashim. So how could Shmuel say something like this? Ela ema osek dusha le mita. And what it does is it's successful at creating dusha, that it should then be lamita or lamut, that it will be then subject to mita, which is that the dusha is strong enough over here that the animal cannot just be redeemed. It's not just a plain kedushat damim. It's more than kedushat damim. Since the kedusha is stronger than kedushat damim, it has a touch of kedushat aguf associated with it. Therefore, you have an animal that cannot be redeemed because of the fact that if you redeem it, all it's going to end up is being fed to the klavim. So your only option now is to put it to mita. So the kedusha is strong enough to then demand that this animal be kontinoto de kippah because there's nothing else you could do with this animal. That's what Shmuel means, that you need a mum kavua in order to redeem it, but meaning that the mum kavua can't allow you to redeem it. And since it can't allow you to redeem it, the only thing you can do with it is leave it in the mita. Rabbi Shai omer, ein ela kemakdish etzim ravanim bovat. Shai says, it is not a kedushat aguf in any way. It's kedushat damim. That's all you have here. It is a monetary kedusha. It's like wood. It's like stones. You just monetize it and that's it. It's gone. There is no kedushat aguf over here. And therefore you just redeem it and you can do what you want with it. It's chulin legamre after you redeem it. Tanan. Kol ha-kodashim shnasu trefa. Ein podin otam. Lefish ein podim ha-kodashim na-achilam v'klavim. We have a mishnah that seems supportive of Rabbi Oshaya's position, which is, any kodashim that were made into a trefa, you can't redeem them because you don't redeem kodashim to feed them to the dogs. Taima shinasu. The only reason here it's disqualified is because they became a trefa after they were already kodesh. Hayumi kara, had they been already a trefa before the hekdesh came about, podinotan, then you could redeem them even to feed them to klavim because they go out to chulin. They're like etzim and abanim. You can do what you want with them after you redeem them. You're just monetizing them. Sounds exactly like Rabbi Oshaya, not like Shmuel. Dilma haitana savala. So Shmuel would answer that maybe this Tana believes, kohecha de lo chazi de gufa, lo nachta la kedushat aguf. Any place where it's not ro'oi for kedushat aguf, then it doesn't attain kedushat aguf, which is the position of Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, who says that a trefa doesn't allow for kedushat to devolve upon it to the point of kedushat aguf. So he is the author of this Mishnah right over here. But Shmuel will subscribe to the dissenting opinion, to the Chachamim, who disagree with him. Tashma, Rabbi Elazar Omer, now we quote it from our Mishnah, Akilayim yotzei dofen trefa tumtum nadroginos lo kdoshim velo makdishim. They're not kadosh, they can't convey kedusha. From a Shmuel, lo kdoshim b'tmura, they can't receive kedusha through tmura, which we just explained, because they can't attain kedushat aguf because they're different than a balmum, because there's nothing b'minan that goes on the mizbeach. Velo makdishim lasot tmura, and they are not able to convey kedushat from themselves to create tmura. B'tani amar Rabbi Meir or amar Rabbi according to the Shita Mekubetzet, b'chi amachar she'en kedushim v'heichan makdishin. If they can't ever receive kedushat, then how can you be makdish? How can you convey that kedushat forward to say that it's not happening or it doesn't work? Again, all the same things we said before. It's a case where you were makdish, the animal became a trefa after the fact. Ha! But then from that you would infer, had it been a trefa from the outset, Lo naftala kedushat haguf. It would not attain kedushat haguf. The example it gives for kedushat haguf that gives you now the ability to possibly convey it forward, where Rabbi Elazar says it doesn't work, it's a case where you're makdishin and then only became a treifa afterwards. The implications of that are that had it been a treifa from the outset, then kedushat haguf would not be successful at devolving upon this animal. Again, very supportive of Rabbi Hoshaya's position, and again Shmuel. Amar lecha Shmuel, duma achtana nami sabala, kol hecha delo chazal gufa lo naftala kedushat haguf. Again, this Tana, meaning Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah, believes that any time that its goof is not ra'oi to be used on the Mizbeach, then Kedushah does not devolve upon the goof. You can't attain Kedushah Taguf. And he says, I hold like the Chachamim. I disagree with that position, Rabbi Elazar, which means that Shmuel's statement, which is interesting, because Shmuel's the one who said about the Mishnah with regards to Rabbi Elazar's position, that when he says, Lok Doshim Lo Maktishim, Shmuel is the one who says, Lok Doshim Bit Murah, Velo Maktishim Bit Murah, that they can't accept Kedushah through Tumurah, and they can't convey it through Tumurah. So Shmuel is explaining Rabbi Elazar's position, but he does not hold like Rabbi Elazar, and therefore he believes that you can't have Kedushah Taguf devolve upon items like a treifa, like the sheet of the Chachamim, that dissents or disagrees with this position of Rabbi Elazar. And with that, we end the second parak, Hadron Alach, Yesh V'Korbanot. Now we start the third parak. Elu Kodoshim, these kodashim, their offspring and their tmura has the same din as them, which is vlad shlamim utmuratan. If you have a shlamim as an offspring, it gives birth to another shlamim, or you exchange the shlamim onto another chulin animal made into a shlamim through tmura, then in those scenarios they will have the same din as the primary shlamim from which they came from. That's true of Vladan, Vivlad Vladan, Adsof Kola Olam. That's true of their offspring, their offspring's offspring, their grandchildren, Adsof Kola Dorot, all the way down the line. Harihen, Shlamim. All of them are full-fledged Shlamim, and therefore they are Tunim Smicha. Shlamim requires Smicha to bring them as a Korban. Nisachim have to be brought along with them. Utnufa, Chazev Shok, and a wave offering of the Chazev Shok, which are the Matnot Kuna, that come off of this Shlamim. So all of these are so full-fledged shlamim that they have all the regular trappings and requirements of a korban shlamim. Now the Gemara asks, Tamin detana vladan, bevlad vladan, since the Mishnah already said, listen, a shlamim impacts its offspring and its grand offspring, why do you have to add sof kol olam lomali? Why do you have to keep going and say, oh, until the end of the world? Meaning, what do you have to add that on for? It's already gone down two generations. You don't think we get the idea that it will just keep going? So the Gemara says, Tani dinan, Shamei the Rabbi Elazar Damar, he heard, or he was responding to Rabbi Elazar's opinion that Vlad Shlamim lo yikarev Shlamim, that a offspring of a Shlamim doesn't go on the Mizbeach. What happens to this Vlad Shlamim according to Rabbi Elazar? It's not so clear. According to Rashi, it is lo yikarev el yamut, kontzino dole kipa, and it will be let to die. Whereas if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, Shamei the Rabbi Elazar Damar, Vlad Shlamim lo yikarev Shlamim el yireh. It goes out to graze until it gets a mum in it. Machloket Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom as to what Rabbi Elazar's opinion is with regards to what happens to the Vlad Shlamim when it doesn't go on the Mizbeach. And even though the whole reasoning behind Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that you won't bring up herds and herds of these animals, so if you're going to put them out of your Achi stave, then what have you benefited? You're going to end up with these animals being around. So in all likelihood, the reason is because if you have to wait to get a mum in it, not worth keeping around herds and herds of these animals, and it'll be a disincentive. So if we're trying to stop you from creating herds of them, we're going to require that you get a mum in it, and that requirement in itself will stop you from breeding herds and herds of these animals. V'amarle tadan didan, our Tana says back to him, lo boy mi boy bivladan t'lamadina alecha, not only by a case of an offspring do I disagree with you, ela afilu at sof olam lamadina alecha, I disagree with you all the way down the line, not by vladan, all the way down the line, at sof kol olam, I don't agree with you with regards to this, and any of these offspring are going to have a din of shlamim. Tmura can't create tmura, so that's clearly not said about that. Of course, shlamim can only pass it to tmura one step, one derivative. That derivative tmura can't make another tmura, that we know already. It's hu tmurato yekodesh, velo tmura tmurato. So by vladot, by offspring, if you have a mother that was mukdash as a shlamim, she has an offspring. That offspring is a shlamim. So now that offspring also has another child, that offspring of that offspring is also a shlamim. So that's what it means, that sof kol olam. All right, so now the Gemara says, with regards to the Mishnah, Menahani Mile, how do we know that this is true by Tumurat HaShlamim? And how do we know that this is also true by the Vladot HaShlamim, that they have the same din as the Shlamim itself? It's a pasuk that's found in Vayikra Gimel, which is the Parshia of Shlamim. And there it begins with the following. Ivim Zevach Shlamim Korbano, Imin Abakar Hu Makriv, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, Tamim Yakrivenu Lifnei Hashem. So the basic premise of the Gemara is here, you could have just written Im Zevach Shlamim Korbano, Imin Abakar Hu Makriv, and that would have been it. Why do you have to tell me Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, Tamim Yakrivenu Lifnei Hashem? The Im Zachar, Im Nekeva seem to be unnecessary, because unless it specifies otherwise, you would assume you can bring a Zachar and a Nekeva. So the only reason to mention Zachar or Nekeva is when they're the only one you can bring. You can only bring it from Zachar, only bring it from a Nekeva. So for instance, by Olah, you're going to mention Zachar because you can't bring it from a Nekeva. By Chatat, you're going to mention Nekeva because you can't bring it from a Zachar. By Shlamim, where you can bring it from both genders, why mention Im Zachar, Im Nekeva? So that's the basic premise of the source for our Mishnah. Now, the Shita Mekubetz is not so convinced that what we're saying is correct, and he asked the question, Tema, why is the Zachar and Nekeva extraneous over here? First of all, in the Gemara in Bechorot, we learn from Zachar and Nekeva that it has to be a Zachar Vadai and a Nekeva Vadai to exclusion of Tum Tum and Androgynos. In addition to that, without the word Nekeva, it's not clear that you would believe that a Nekeva could come, because the word Bakar would imply only a Zachar, not a Nekeva. So how is it the Gemara is darshaning this as if the whole pasuk is extraneous when it's totally necessary? So the Shita Mekubetzet in Odhei brings from the Tosfot of Rav Rabbeinu Yosef that the reason that this pasuk is extraneous is because in pasuk Vav it says Im min hatzon korbanot lezevach shlamim l'Hashem zachar u'nekeva tamim yakrivenu. So by the tzon of the shlamim, which are the kvasim and izim, there it says zachar u'nekeva. Then it would be obvious that by Bakar, the din should be the same, Zachar and Nekeva. Therefore, you don't need to write Zachar and Nekeva by the Bakar, once you already have it by the Tzon. That's what makes these words extraneous in this instance. Amanan emilei. Tetan Rabbanan, Zachar, v'rabot et havlad. Zachar comes to tell you that offspring are included in the din of Shlamim themselves. V'lo dinu, it is a kal v'chomer. Umat Mura Shen Gidulei Hekdesh Kreva Tmura, which is not a offspring of Hekdesh, but a derivative of Hekdesh, that goes on the Mizbech HaShlamim, then a Vlad Shen Gidulei Hekdesh, a Vlad which is something that's Yerech Imo, it's an extension of the Hekdesh itself, certainly, and Udin Shikarev, certainly it should end up on the Mizbech. And it says, wait a minute, Malda Tmura Shekarneged B'chol HaKodashim, Tmura is different than Vladei HaKodashim. Vlad Kodashim does not apply by all Kodashim, whereas Tumura applies to all Kodashim. Tomar bevlad, hoel ve'enu noeg v'chol ha-Kodashim. So just because Tumura applies, and you would have thought Vlad certainly should have the same din as Tumura, you could change that, or you could amend that kal v'chomer by saying that Tumura is a more powerful type of Kedusha. So even though Tumura is a derivative Kedusha, but it's a derivative Kedusha that works in all Kodashim. So maybe it is a chamur type of Kedusha because of that. So therefore, you can't then say a kal v'chomer to Vlad, which is an offspring. It's a direct outcome of the Kodashim, so it should be more powerful than the Tmura. But on the other hand, it only applies by certain korbanot, which is only female korbanot, or korbanot that involve females. So for instance, an Olah doesn't have any Vlad Olot, because it only comes as a Zachar. So Tamad Lomar, Zachar, they're a boat at a Vlad. That's why I need Zachar to tell you that Vlad Shlamim have the same din as a Shlamim. Nekeva, Lirabot Tmura. And even though the Gemara started out with the assumption that Tmura for sure is a Shlamim, the reason they did that is because the word Nekeva teaches you that Tmurat Shlamim has the same din as Shlamim. Eini ala Tmurat Tmimim, veVlad Tmimim. That's only true if I have a Tmura, which is coming from a Shlamim that was a Tamim. So if you have a Shlamim that was a Tamim, and then you try to exchange it onto a Chulin animal, that Chulin animal becomes a Shlamim that goes on the Mizbeach. veVlad Tmimim. If you have a mother who is ra'u in the Mizbeach, and she gives birth to a Shlamim, so that Vlad Shlamim goes on the Mizbeach. Vlad Bali Mumim, Utmurat Bali Mumim, Minayin. What happens if you have an offspring where the mother is a Balat Mum, and then she gives birth to a Vlad Shlamim, that's perfectly fine. Or, you have a Shlamim that is a Balat Mum, and then you exchange it onto Chulin that is a Tamim. How do I know that those also go on the Mizbech? Minayin, that those are totally good, Shlamim, and go on the Mizbech? Tamalomar, Im, Zachar, they're both Vlad, Balei Mumim. The word Im, now, which is also extraneous, not only Zachar and Nekeva, but the word Im. So Im, Zachar, Zachar, we told us before about Vlad, so Im teaches us not only a Vlad from a Tamim, but even a Vlad from a Balat Mum. Ve'im Nekeva, they're both Tumurat, Balei Mumim. So Nekeva comes to teach you not only a Tumurat of a fine Shlamim, it goes on the Mizbeach, but even a Tumurah from a Shlamin that's a Balat Mum will go on to the Mizbeach. Amalei Rav Safra Lobaye, V'ipochano. Why don't you flip the Limudim around? How do you know that Im Zachar teaches you that, and Im Nekeva teaches you that? It says, Mistavra, V'makom shenitrabta Tumurat Tmimim, nitrabba Tumurat Bali Mumim. Makes sense that if we learn Tumurah from the word Nekeva, then the Tumurat Bali Mumim should come from Im Nekeva. And similarly with regards to a Vlad. If a Vlad's learning from the word Zachar, then of course Im is going to teach you that a Zachar that came from a Baal Mom should also go on the Mizbeach. Amalei, mi kamin alach lipoch Im Zachar Im Nekeva, says, I'm not asking you why you learn Im this way and Im that way. Ana kulei kra kamina. I'm asking you the question as to why you thought Zachar includes Vladot and Nekeva includes Tmurah. The truth is that you would probably have done just the opposite. It's more logical to say that the Nekeva includes the Vlad, because the Nekeva is the one that produces a Vlad. So if I was to say what's associated with the Nekeva, I would have said the Vlad, and I would have said Zachar was associated with the Tmura. Why did you do it the other way around? Ema Zachar, the Rabot at the Tmura, Nekeva, the Rabot at the Vlad. Why did you do it that way? Amalei, Vlad, Lashon Zachar, Mashma, Tmura, Lashon Nekeva, Mashma. It has to do with the language. A Vlad is a Lashon of Zachar. Therefore, I learned it out of Zachar. Tmura is a Lashon Nekeva, and therefore I learned it out of the word Nekeva. So the truth is, you probably could have learned it the other way around. The reason I aligned it this way is because Nekeva matches up with the word Tmura, or the Nekeva of Tmura, and the Vlad matches up with the Zachar. The language of Vlad is like the Zachar. The Mai Hilchoto. What is the Halacha that comes out from this? Amar Shmuel Likarev. It is to go on the Mizbeach, Valiba Daba Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar. Because the question here is, can they go on the Mizbeach? These are items that are derivatives of Bali Mumim. You have an offspring coming from a mother that's a Balat Mum. You have a Tmura coming from a Bal Mum. Does that work enough or imbue it with enough Kedusha that can go end up on the Mizbeach? Demadu Atema Ki Yama Rabbi Elazar Ola. By an Ola. De'ika Shem Ola Ali Mo. Since the mother has a Shem Ola, therefore, the Vlad also has a Shem Olah. Aval Hani Vladot Lo Karve. But maybe these offspring wouldn't end up in the Mizbeach. Kamash Vlad, they do end up in the Mizbeach. The reference here is to the din of an Olah, which is that an Olah only comes from a Zachar. What happens if you're Magdisha Nekeva to be an Olah? It can't go on the Mizbeach. What happens then if that Nekeva has an offspring, which is a Vlad? But Elazar says that Vlad goes on the Mizbeach like a regular Olah. That's because he believes that the Kedusha that is on the female is strong enough to imbue the Vlad with Kedusha Taguf, and therefore it goes on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says here, the Chiddush is, according to Rabbi Elazar, I would have thought that's only true by an Olah. And that is because the mother herself is a good Korban, meaning that she's a Tmima. The only deficit is that she's a female and not a male. So that's what the deficit is in terms of going on the Mizbeach. But otherwise, the Kedusha Olah is fully devolved upon her, and therefore the offspring is also classified as an Olah to go on the Mizbeach. But over here, where the mother is a Balat Mum and will not go on the Mizbeach, maybe that Kedusha, when it's imbued into a Vlad, is not strong enough to put it onto the Mizbeach. That's where the Kamash Malan, it comes to teach you that Dafkamina, that these Vladot of the Shlamim that are a Balei Mumim, they are good enough to go on the Mizbeach, even though their mother can't go on the Mizbeach, even though their mother is a Balat Mum. That it's not according to Rabbi Elazar, it's even according to the Chachamim, who say that if an Olat Nekeva, someone who's Makdish and Nekeva, the Olat, if she has a Vlad, that Vlad goes out to the pasture to get a moment to be redeemed, and then the monies are used to bring a Korban Olat. Because the mother's Kedusha is limited by the fact that she's a Nekeva, and therefore the offspring is limited or governed by that limitation. And similarly over here, if the mother is a Balat Mum and has an offspring, that Shlamim cannot end up on the Mizbeach. It's limited by the mother, the source of the Kedusha. And so the only thing, the Nafkamina, is that this animal will go out to graze. It has kedusha, taguf. Semi does go out to graze, get a muminit, and then you can redeem it. You can't just redeem it on the spot. Now, itmar, Rava amar li karev, valibad Rabbi Elazar. Rava, similar to the statement that we saw from Shmuel, says that the nafkamina over here is whether it goes on the mizbeach, and that is according to Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rav Papa, similar to Bar Poldo's Shita, says, Duriya valiba divrei akol. Ha tana maiti la mehochol. And there, our tana, this tana learns it from a different location. We learned it out from Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, as opposed to this tana who learns it from the pasuk in Dvarim Yudbet, Rak kodoshecha yeshu lecha unidorecha, tisau vata lemakom asher yivchar Hashem. And right afterwards it says, Asito lotecha basar v'dam amizbach Hashem lokecha, v'dam zvechecha yishafech amizbach Hashem lokecha, v'basar tochel, which is, Rak kodoshecha elu tmurot, asher yu lecha elu avladot. These are the offspring. Tisau vato, you have to bring them up to the Mikdash. Yocho yachnisem lebeit ha-bechirah, v'yinam mehem mayim mazon, kadei shimoto. Tisau vato, you think you bring them up to the Beit Mikdash, so that you put them into the kippah and they die there. That's what's going to happen to them. Tamalomar, right afterwards it says, v'asito olotecha basar v'adam. Kederach shatan oeg bola, atan oeg beit mura, kederach shatan oeg b'shlamim, atan oeg b'vadei shlamim. So just like you are noeg by an ola, that's what you do with mura, goes on the mizbeach, just like an ola. And just the same way you treat a shlamim, so too the offspring of a shlamim, you treat them the same way. Yachol kol hakodeshim kein, and by tmurah, you would think all the kodeshim had the same din. Tamalomar rak, we have a miyot, tibri Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's view. So clearly, in the asid olotach, we're talking about korbanot that end up on the mizbeach. And then, whatever you darshan about rak kodeshecha from the first pasuk, is then going to be connected to the second pasuk, that means that it ends up on the mizbeach. And that's what the drush of Rabbi Shmuel is. Rekiv Omer, you know, tzarich, you don't need that. Hari Omer, Hashem who? Who karev ain't tmurata kareva? So Hashem goes on the mizbeach, but its tmurah does not go on the mizbeach, which seems to imply that that's what Rabbi Shmuel was addressing in his statement. So far what we know, this is a different view as to what the source is for tmurah and vladot going on the mizbeach, but Rabbi Shmuel brings it from Rab Kodoshecha Yishe Yulecha. Those psukim tell you that there's a vlad and a tmura that have to be brought up to the mikdash. You would think you bring them up to the mikdash to have them die there. That's not going to happen because of asito lotecha basar v'adam. So it tells you, juxtaposed to that, these are korbanot that go on the mizbeach. That's how you know that these are korbanot that go on the mizbeach. But there's an exception to that rule because it says rak, and so there's something that's left out. From Rabbi Akiva, it sounds like the thing that's left out is an asham. He says, I don't learn it from there. I learn it from asham who, to teach me that hu karev ain't murta kareva. Amar mar, tisau vato. You have to bring it up to the mikdash. Yoko yachnisan lebeit ha-bechirah. You would bring it to the mikdash to put it to death. Menat teite. Why would you ever think that this animal goes to be put to death? A vlad of a shlamim. A vlad of an ola. Tmurat ola. Why would these animals go lemita? Hakevin de gamre. We already learned in the previous perek, we mentioned it numerous times, that we have a locha lemoshe misinai, chamesh chatot or metot. So if those go on our mita, Hanach, Mikarev, Karve. Anything else goes on the Mizbeach. There are only five animals or five chatot that go to Mita. If there were any animals or other categories that should have been included, then the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai wouldn't just have been about Chamesh Chatot. It would have included these other items. So why would you ever think that these animals go to Mita? So Ma'adu Tema, Chamesh Chatot, Meitot, Bekol Makom. Now, I would have thought the Chamesh Chamotot, they could be put to death or put into their corral to die anywhere. They don't have to bring them to the Mikdash. Hanach yamutu bebeit ha-bechira. These ones, tisavata, you have to bring them out to the Beit HaMikdash and die there. So it's a different din. It's not the din of Chamesh Chatot, which die anywhere where they are found. These have to be brought up to the Beit HaMikdash and then they'll die there. Kamash Malan, but that's not the case, and you have a sito lotecha basar v'adam. Amamar, yachol of kodoshim kein. You would think this applies to all kodoshim. Tamalomar rak kodoshecha. Vlad deman. Which vlad does not have this din? Idola. If you're talking about the vlad of an ola, zacharu, vlad barolidehu. It's not relevant in the category of ola because he's a zachar and it doesn't have offspring. Dechatat, gemiri la de lemita kaime. If you're talking about a vlad chatat, we already have that from the chamesh chatot that it goes lemita. Ida sham, if it's the offspring of an asham, gemiri la de lariyazla. We already know that that goes out to graze because the chol shebe chatat meita basham roeh. Whatever by a chatat of the chamesh chatot goes lemita, there's also a locha lemoshe misinai by an Asham that goes out to graze and wait for a mum to be redeemed. It says, okay, the olam bechatat, v'hilchata gemira la'amita. So we know that the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is that they are go to death. V'kra le'me'utei la'akrova. The apostle comes to tell you, you can't put them on the mizbeach. It says, wait a minute, v'habahatalya. Aren't they integrally connected? Came into la'amita azla, me'me'u lo'karva. If you're going to put it to death, of course it's not ending up on the mizbeach. Ella, hilchata lechatat, v'kra le'me'utei t'murat Hashem. So the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is about the chatat. The pasuk comes to teach you that a tmurat Hashem doesn't go on the mizbeach. It says, "Hanami yochata gemirala." Damayayay kol dechatat meit b'Hashem lo'e. Why do you need that? It's the same halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that tells you that a chatat goes the mitah, also tells you that Hashem goes out to graze. And so, why do you need me a pasuk to tell me that the tmurat Hashem is not going to go on the mizbeach? That we know from the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It says, "Ella kra mibayile." Di'avad umakriv koibasei. We need the pasuk because if you did not follow through with what you're supposed to do, and you put it on the mizbeach anyways, meaning whether it's a chatat or whether it's an asham, which for a chatat it goes the mitah, for an asham it goes out to graze until it gets a moment is redeemed, and then with those proceeds you bring a motar, you bring olot nidava. So in both of those scenarios we have a prescription from Allah the Moshe Mitzrayim what you do. What happens if you don't do that, and instead you put it on the Mizbeach? Then you are in violation of an Isur Aseh. The Aseh is only to put on the right items on the Mizbeach, Rak Kodoshecha, only the ones that I tell you can go on, which are the Shlamim, Olah, all those others, not the Asham, and not the Chatat. Since those don't belong in the Mizbeach, that's an Isur that derives from the Aseh. The Aseh says, put these on. The Isra says, don't put on things that are not included in the Aseh. So if you violate the terms of the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, you put on Mizbeach, then you'll be in violation of an Isra Aseh. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots in the top of Yud Chet Amud Aleph.